Coming up, the promise and perils of digging for natural gas in the Peruvian Amazon. First, this note on emerging science from Cynthia Graber.
2 years ago, scientists discovered the tallest hydrothermal vent system in the mid-Atlantic Ocean. They named it Lost City for the Lost City of Atlantis. And now, in a paper published in the journal Science, researchers explain why similar vent systems could have incubated the earliest life on Earth. Previously discovered, deep-sea hot water vents are heated by volcanic activity beneath the planet's surface. But Lost City's heat is generated by a chemical reaction. Seawater seeping deep into the cracked surface of the Earth's mantle transforms a mineral called olivine into a new mineral called serpentine. This reaction produces heat. And the hot waters that flow back to the ocean are rich in minerals and organic compounds. Scientists say that if these vents can occur without volcanic activity, then there are many more places on the seafloor around the world where microbial life could have started. Also, these chemical reactions are stable, and researchers say they could theoretically be sustained for hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of years. The constant flow of hot water, minerals, and organic compounds could have provided the perfect environment for life to catch hold. That's this week's note on emerging science. I'm Cynthia Graber.
And you're listening to Living on Earth.